I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2 podcast. Today, we are talking about the secret to surviving love in lockdown. And I couldn't think of two better people to discuss how they're coping than the wonderful Jamie Lang and his gorgeous girlfriend, Sophie Habu. Hello, guys.
Hi guys! Hey across Zoom! Hey, what's happening?
I had no idea why I went so fucking high pitched there. I think I'm nervous. What's he drinking there? Like, the last thing you need is sugary drinks.
Mate, he drinks six a day. Oh. And he's like, why firstly am I not able to fit into my trousers? My teeth rotting. I'm like, well,
listen, she's just as bad.
Go on, Jeremy. You have your right to reply, son.
Yeah, thanks, Vic. That's total bullshit. Okay. So I...
That along with seven bananas and a tub of peanut butter a day, which is a healthy snack. At the beginning, I thought it was really funny. I was like, I'm going to wait and see how fat he can get in his isolation. I was like, yeah, it's so healthy.
Can we just... Firstly, what Sophie said to me the other day, I was eating fudge the other day, right, guys? I was eating fudge.
Lovely.
And Sophie was looking at me and she went, and I was eating this whole, you know, these big packets, like huge bag of fudge.
Yeah.
She looked at me and she went, do you know what's in that? And I went, no. And she went, I do. Why do you let me?
It's so funny though. Yeah.
And then what? She's lying because I come into the room and she is like in tears. And I'm like, why are you crying? She's like, because I can't fit my denim shorts over my butt.
No.
Oh, listen, I feel like that is a proper natural thing to be happening in isolation. I've not stopped eating. I've not stopped drinking. I think it's a boredom thing, isn't it? More than anything.
Yeah, it's boredom.
I think so. I think that's what happens. But also what I've worked out is because you guys are isolating here, we're isolating together. I think when we come out of this, we know exactly what each other are like. So there are no secrets whatsoever, which I think is a good thing. Like there is nothing that... this morning, should I tell you what happened this morning?
Is that
5 a.m. in the morning? 5 a.m. morning. I sleep naked, okay? And I sleep naked. Anyway, Sophie, brushed her hand like this.
Moved my hand innocently in my sleep.
Brushed her hand.
Did you get peed?
Wiped my arsehole.
I'm gonna be really revolting right now, but Jamie actually decided to show me his pass.
Sophie.
That's how close. I don't know if we'll make it out of this live because I've seen too much, but...
No. What happened?
Vicky's shot.
What happened was, I have a anal problem where...
What?
An anal problem? I have piles. I have piles.
Do you?
And Sophie, Sophie wanted to see it.
What does it look like? Does it look like a little bunch of grapes hanging out his butthole?
Yeah, kind of. It's fast. What happened actually was he bent over and I went, oh my God, your arsehole, it's not right. What's wrong with it? And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, no, you need to bend over. Like, something's terribly wrong with it. He bent over and I had to take a photo to show him. He was like, yeah, I need to tell you, I've got piles.
She took a photo of it. It looked like a orangutan's mouth.
Oh my God.
Was this at 5 a.m. or was this a different time?
This
You two are either going to come out of this. You two are either going to come out of this closer than ever, or only one of you is coming out alive. I'm not even joking, yeah. I didn't think you'd have any butthole problems, Jamie, because you're really fair haired. Erkan's really hairy. He's like a tiny monkey.
I've got a big bush.
So he's got so much hair everywhere. You should see the bottom of his back. I was shaving it the other day and it looked like I'd shaved a cat. There was just hair all over the apartment.
A secret between me and you.
Hey, Jamie's just talking about his pails,
man. I suppose. Jay, this is your fault. You've opened up a can of worms, you.
Buddy, I've just said about my piles. You've just got
I know.
I've said everything.
Yeah,
but... I know, but it's intent. But I think what happens is, with the situations, is that, you know, like you guys, have you guys been arguing a little bit as well and things like that?
Proper swings and roundabouts. Like, some days we're super grateful that we're isolating with each other, and I've got some pals who are doing it on their own and it seems like a really lonely, torturous experience. So some days we're super grateful and we'll rub along quite nicely. Do you know what I mean? We cook together, do little workouts, watch a nice film, cuddle. And then other days I want to take a pillow and hold it over his face till his legs stop moving.
We have more good days than bad. I mean, we're finding that small things to just snap about. For example, when she's cooking, I'll roll in and backseat chef, and then we have an argument.
I totally know things like that.
It's not nothing bad, but it's just little things which just.
The little things get at each other. That's the same thing with us. I mean, with Sophie and I, it's just the little things that... I think I annoy her far more than... You don't annoy... I said this to you. You don't annoy me, but I annoy you a lot more than you annoy me. You annoy me because you get a little bit angry.
Because you're annoying. Jamie, I don't think Sophie could annoy you because you're punching. That's the dynamic here.
That's a livid.
It's not quite true. It's not true.
Yeah,
I have you already.
It's not quite true. Honestly, we're in the countryside at the moment, and I took a walk. I took a walk by myself, and one of the farmers came up to me. And he went. Oh, really, yeah, it's true.
2 meters, mate.
He went.
It was a boy as well.
It wasn't a boy. It was a farmer. There was about six of them, and they went, "Oh, hey you!" And I went, "Hi!" And they went, "Are you with that blonde girl?" And I went, "Yeah, I am." And they went, "Oh. She's a lucky girl." And I went,
No!
She's a lucky girl. And I went, "I know, I get it every day. She is lucky." And they went, "God, because you..." And then they went on. They were like...
How can you make a story up?
I didn't make a story up. Then they went on. They went, "God, you just... Are you... You are... You're like a movie star or something? Because you look like it." And I went, "No, I'm not a movie star." But like,
it wasn't pity.
They basically then said I was the most good looking person they've ever seen.
Did they have you mistaken for Kevin McAllister?
Does this story exist?
Did they think you were Macaulay Culkin?
Oh my God. What have you... But have you guys been watching loads of TV series and things like that together?
Loads.
Oh, it feels like... I made like this promise at the start of lockdown and was like, oh, I was that wanker who was like, I'm going to learn a new language and I'm going to read. I bought fucking, loads of fucking books, man. None of them have been touched. They're all still in the corner gathering dust. We claimed we were going to be this really like inspirational couple. And like within about 5 days, and we've absolutely completed Netflix. We've had to get Disney Plus. We've got Amazon.
Tiger King.
Oh, we did Tiger King. I'm thinking about watching it again, to be honest, see if I've missed anything. But yeah, we've just non-stop watched everything. I did love, and it made me cry, but that's not new. Afterlife with Ricky Gervais. Did you watch that?
That's really good.
Oh, Jamie's watching that. Yeah, I've not got into it. Is it a must?
Oh, it's cute, Sophie.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it that we loved? The film that we sobbed at?
Which one?
Oh
my God, Military Wives.
Military Wives.
So we were sitting and we were like, okay, well, let's watch. Because Sophie and I, we're feeling quite emotional. And every day, we're just emotional because we're just like, God, we're just with each other still. And we get emotional about it. But we watched this movie once called Wonder, which is...
Luke Wilson. Owen Wilson?
Yeah, Owen Wilson. And Julia Roberts. That's a Julia Roberts film.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, so we watched this film and did we watch it on a plane together?
When we
could travel, we watched it on a plane together. And honestly, Sophie and I, we had to like cover ourselves.
We were like...
And everyone was looking at us.
It was emotional.
Like, oh, it's so sad. Because the little boy has like a facial deformity, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a true story. And it's about with the parents letting him go to school and things like that. And it's really emotional. So we get quite emotional about things. And I cry very... I watched Top 10 Greatest Golden Buzzers from British Got Talent and cried at that the other day.
Fair enough.
What Jamie's trying to tell you is that he's been crying a lot.
Been crying a lot.
He's been finding himself.
Yeah, been crying a lot.
Vicky and, cries.
I cry all the time.
Yeah, she cries all the time.
She's constantly crying. But we watched Military Wives, and honestly, I felt like an earthquake was on my chest, and I looked down, and it was Sophie shaking, tears pouring down your cheeks because of this.
It's a great one.
I'm not going to lie, it sounds a little bit like a porno.
What?
So it's not a porno, no?
No, I can confirm it's not porno.
Sophie's never watched porn.
Yeah, I've never watched porn.
Oh.
Oh, no, you showed me some yesterday. Don't make me out to be like some prune.
Prune?
Sophie, I would never have you pegged as a prude after you telling me about the story about Jamie's bum hole. You are definitely not a prude.
Yeah, she's never watched porn, guys. She's never watched porn.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah,
it's a good thing. I'm not judging you over here.
I'm going to watch it tonight. Don't worry, Abra.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
will educate myself.
Exactly what happens at the end. There's no good narrative in porn. It just literally...
I have seen it. I did have to, when I borrow Jamie's phone, every time because I use his old phone, every time I go on Google, it was porn. And I looked and it was always the same, Sunday, 11 a.m.
Fair play,
your schedule.
Oh, when he's got the hangover horn.
I was like, yeah, porn hour.
Jamie says that.
Why? That's the question.
What? At 11 a.m. on Sundays, I'd watch porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
No.
Is that when you watch your porn?
Yeah, I'll just pretend I'm going to the toilet and I'll just... take long than I usually do.
Is that what you guys do? I don't get it. I think they always wank over us.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's what we always do.
Yeah, we do.
Thinking about you.
I'm not that naive. I believe that ship sailed when lockdown started and I gave up makeup and just swapped jeans for constant joggers. I feel like you're allowed to wank over other things, but I don't understand the porn thing. Do you do it often?
Occasionally.
What the fuck?
But I know
what. Well, I know what we'll be fighting about tonight.
Yeah. I
think porn's way better than wanking over at an actual person, though.
Yeah, I think that's totally right. I had an ex-girlfriend once. We had this conversation where we were talking amongst friends, and one of my buddies said, I don't watch porn in a relationship," and I went, "You don't watch porn? You're lying." And my ex-girlfriend turned to me and went, "What, you watch porn?" And I went, "Well, yeah, I mean, occasionally I do." And she found it really upsetting that you could watch porn. But I think it's way better. If you're going to do that, do you find it... we're going to have a fight. Here we go. Do you find it upsetting?
No, totally fine. Let me just store that one in the memory.
Save that one up, Soph. Drop it when he least expects it. Element of surprise. Always makes them better.
Always got something to back...
Yeah, but this is true. But the thing is, if you walked in on us boys wanking, so I don't know why this has gone down this route.
Hang on a second. Boys, are you doing it together?
We
walked in on YouTube. I'd be in a bit like, yeah, we're a bit fucking weird.
We're zooming each other while wanking. That's what's happened. But if you walked in on us masturbating, it wouldn't be that shocking. But for some reason, if we walked in on you girls doing it to porn, we'd be a bit like, this is a bit weird. I don't understand.
True, I know what you mean.
What's going on?
I know exactly what you mean.
I just absolutely couldn't be arsed. I couldn't be bothered.
I really couldn't be arsed.
Fuck,
could you not?
No.
Lazy you think quarantine
that's why
tips.
I go into the bathroom and lock the door because I'm having...
Yeah, having a wank.
I can't even say it. I was like having a...
Sophie's so pure and innocent. I love her. No way. Like, there's so many other things I'd rather be doing in isolation. Like, I'm dying to knock up a banana bread. Like, I haven't finished Afterlife Series 2. I just bought a new bottle of gin. Like, these are all things I'd rather be doing than fucking having a wank in my bathroom on my own. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
But have you guys been cooking a lot? Is that what you've been doing?
Well, she has.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, I have. I think... quarantine is done. It's nice in a way because obviously my last experience with cooking was when I did MasterChef, and that's like not relaxing at all. It's just high pressure and anxiety and John Turode over your shoulder like, are you sure you're going to kick that like that? It's just fucking nonstop stress. So to be able to like just chill in me kitchen and cook at my own pace, and I'm finding a lot of enjoyment, and I'm sort of, I am enjoying it. The only thing I don't love is Erkan creeps up behind me.
Do you know what though?
You do your best John Turode impression and he's like, are you sure that's cooked? Like, fuck off, John Turode can see it. But what experience have you got telling me whether my chicken's cooked or not?
Do you know what though? Quarantine has been a blessing in disguise because it's actually trained her to cook.
That's not, MasterChef trained us to cook. I just didn't cook for you. I'm not a housewife.
She's actually increased her levels of being a housewife.
The funny thing with Soph is actually a really, really good cook. So she's a really good cook. So actually, I'm pretty fortunate. And
I'm getting a bit bored. Like, I need some inspiration. There's like, how much can you cook? Do you know what I mean?
What are you more like? Are you more like savoury meals? Or are you like doing bacon and stuff?
Oh, I'm not a baker. I don't even enjoy baking. I would be lying if I said I do. Vic, I just like cooking.
Vic, can I ask you a quick question? So with the, you know, you've done MasterChef and the Jungle, things like, what is your favourite one that you've done so far? I was saying to Soph that I was like, you should go and try and do MasterChef.
Oh yeah,
because I think she.
I don't think it's a thing that you try and do. I think they just want you or they don't. Yeah. I'm picky.
So I was like, I've decided this year
later and be like, guys, I'm really interested.
What was more stressful, doing something like the Jungle or doing MasterChef?
So for me, because I'm a naturally like quite adventurous, quite brave person. The Jungle was something I just really loved. I loved getting out of my comfort zone and proving I was brave and being strong. And it just gave me a real adrenaline buzz. But MasterChef, on the other hand, like, I've never cooked before in my life. The set, when I walked on it, it's like the only set I've ever walked on in my life and thought, this is actually bigger in real life than it looks on the telly. Yeah. Like, that never normally happens.
Really?
Yeah, it's massive, and that just adds to the pressure. So I was just super nervous the entire time, and aware that I was probably, it was BBC and stuff. I just felt a little bit out of my depth. I felt a bit like the talking chavvy reality TV star.
So, I always feel like that, don't worry. wherever I go, God, I'm like, oh no, me again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Why, that happens though, why do we, but I think as humans we get a bit of embarrassment sometimes, that like we feel like awkward and sensitive.
What's that imposter syndrome sort of thing? It's like, oh.
It's just that coming out of your comfort zone, isn't it? Mm.
Exactly.
And especially if you're like around like different types of people from all walks of life, you know, I think also being on reality as well, you're sometimes like,
The minute I get around any Olympians, I just instantly feel inferior. Just instantly. And you know,
because
there's always loads, Jamie.
You don't have a talent. Yeah. That's the problem.
That's it. These people are not only gifted, they've also worked their entire lives to apply that talent to become the best. Like, I just used to drink and that on the telly. Like, that's...
Drink, go out, eat meals.
It's just not impressive. So I always get a little... I get, like, real imposter syndrome around Olympians.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But But do you guys think, Sophie and I were talking about this walking up, do you think that you're going to change the way that you lived your lives before going into quarantine? Because Sophie and I were, because we're pretty lucky, we're in the countryside, we decided to come here just before we finished, before lockdown happened. We came to my mum's house, which is just around the corner, and we were just with my mum just now looking at all of her old photos of like in the 1980s and stuff when she was like traveling and doing these different things. And she just, they lived this life where it was
so free.
It was so free. And people, what we do now, and what we do now, I think, which is wrong, is we live to work. So we, is that right? So we live to work rather than we work to live. No, I'm saying it wrong.
No, I know what you're
right. Yeah, you've said it right.
Our life sort of thing is more about success now rather than actually like the experiences and the memories. It's like, oh, you kind of judge people on like how well you're doing at work or how many followers you've got or how many this or what you're producing. Whereas back then, no one gave a fuck. It was just about what you're doing.
I think
how fun you are. And
I think like you've hit the nail on the head.
And also, it's just so interesting because I think what's changed for me now, and I realise, is that I thought I had to wake up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym and do this and do that. But actually now being in quarantine and just hanging out with Soph and I, we realise that you can get everything done. You live a much nicer life where you connect with your friend. Like, how much more are you speaking to your buddies and things like that and like hanging out together? And actually, that's what life is about, I think. And I really realised that actually this sort of rat race that we've been in, we've conned ourselves thinking that's what we got to do. But in fact, as long as we can fill up petrol in a car, buy a pizza and have a party once in a while, we're actually okay. Do you know what I mean? I think that's exactly we're actually right. Okay.
I think apart from being on top of one another, I think apart from like everybody's little niggles, like you guys have truly worked out what lockdown is meant to teach you. This whole experience, like if you come out the other side of this and have not learned from it, then you haven't used this experience like you should. I think we've been brainwashed, exactly like you say, into thinking your self-value, how you define yourself, has to be success, how hard you work, how many followers you have on Instagram, how good you look in a bikini, how many likes your post gets. All of these things we are now seeing for what they're really worth, and it's nothing. Like, what matters is how kind you are to others. It's the lovely experiences you have. It's the wonderful memories you make with your family. It's being there for other people. That's the mark that you truly leave. And if we leave lockdown or isolation, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, not having learned to take our foot off the gas a little bit, then you've missed a trick. And it seems that yous have really nailed it, man.
But it's totally that. I said to Soph, I said, listen to this TED talk this morning, and I said, have a listen to this. And what they said, it's so true, is that we've been told that we have to pursue this in sense of purpose. And what's our purpose? And we've got to find that purpose. But actually, hanging out with friends and being with loved ones and those kind of things, and actually spending time with family and being kind and respectful and loyal, that's actually what a purpose is and success is. And we spend our lives saying we have to try and change the world and we have to do this, we have to. But in fact, if you just are mates with someone and you change one person's life, doesn't matter if it's your wife or your kids or your friend, that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. And in fact, we should just really appreciate the quiet rather than the noise. I think hopefully that's what everyone will do, is they'll appreciate the quiet right now rather than all the buzzy noise that we think we miss. Yeah. God, sorry.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Yeah, no worries, everyone. Should we quote?
Is it like a military wives moment right now? Is everyone?
Yeah.
Right, guys, so I am going to play a little bit of a game with you. And I want to know who is most likely, out of the two of you, to start a fight.
Ooh.
Me.
Well done. Well done.
Look at that, owning my action.
Well done. Well done.
Only because you're...
Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
Only because I'm not annoying. That's how it works.
Okay, there she is. There she is.
So you're both in agreement it's Soph, yeah?
Yeah, but she admits it.
So you both agreed?
Yeah, we agree on that.
Oh, if it makes you feel any better, Soph, I'm most likely to start a fight as well.
Because do you know why we're just not annoying? So why would they ever want to start a fight with us?
They are so annoying. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the saying comes, you can't win.
Yeah, shut up, Burkhan.
With women.
Next one. Who is most likely to apologize first?
Me.
Me. Me.
God. Me. What? Me. Oh.
Me. You've got that wrong.
Oh.
And there she is, starting a fight.
Yeah, there she is.
Wait till this finishes.
Yeah, there she is.
So you both think you're most likely to start to apologize first then?
Yeah, I think we both. I think I am. You think?
Oh no, I think I'm definitely am.
Okay, you can take that. Sure,
right. You can take that.
See, I apologize. Let her have it. There we go. I'm sorry.
He's being a bigger man.
No, you have that one. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that one. You have it.
Oh, look at you trying to be the bigger man.
Yeah, look at you being fake.
Erkan's most likely to apologize first, aren't you?
I do. Yeah, I'll sort of wrap things up and just squash it. And then we just start again. I think that's the best way.
Because he knows he's in the wrong.
No way.
There you go. Because you know you guys are the irritating ones.
Listen, sorry does not mean we're backing down. It doesn't mean that.
It means you're both
We're being
fannies.
A bigger man.
Right. Who is the most likely to cry? I think we all know the answer to this.
Yep.
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah, you admitted it. You admitted it to everyone. You cry like a baby.
You think...
Doesn't make you any less manly.
I'm sorry, Sophie. Okay, I'll take that one. Don't worry about it. I'll take it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I said it might have been you. There you go.
What are you apologizing for?
Just, I thought I'd say sorry.
You really haven't let go of question two, have you, Jamie?
No, never going to. Never going to.
I'm the crier. I don't think I've ever even seen Erkan cry, which is annoying.
I mean, she just cries.
I cry at movies. That's most of the time that I cry.
I cry
at movie and that's it. I totally just cry at movie and that's it. You cry at other things.
Well, Vicky cries at Friends.
Okay.
Friends, I love
that. I cry at Friends. I cry at Andrex adverts as well. Memes.
Anything.
Yeah.
I'm a cry at TV for sure, 100%.
Absolutely no shame in my game. I'm a fucking crier. Just who I am. Who I am.
Who is most likely to give... each other a compliment?
Me. Yeah.
What? You think you'll give me a compliment?
Yeah, I say you're great. Every day.
I just don't think that's quite true again. But
what you do is insult me.
A lot of disagreements here.
No, I think I compliment you all the time. I compliment you today. I said you look so beautiful today.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
I'll take that.
She's giving in finally.
Sophie, I feel like that was all just a bit of a ploy for him to give you a compliment. And if it was, well played. Well played.
Yeah.
I give Erkan all the compliments.
I mean, hands up, she is phenomenal. Like, no matter what mood we're in, where we're going, she just says, oh, baby, you look amazing. Oh,
I always
I
tell him
you.
He looks so nice. I mean, he's put a hype woman.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, sweet. I don't do that to Jamie. I'll start doing that. Don't worry.
You never give me compliments.
I will. You look so nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what Vicky does. Take it or leave it.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Take it, son.
I mean, I might have a shit outfit on, but she still says, baby, look good. And then she makes me out. I go out like, come.
So who, and this one is my favourite question, is most likely to try it on with the other?
Oh, my God. There's not even a question.
Yeah.
Who is it?
You.
Yeah. Me.
Yes, Jay.
I mean, it's me. It's me. If Sophie's not in the mood, it's literally like trying to squeeze the last bit of tooth.
Thank you. Someone's the same as me.
Yeah, but sorry, Jamie, forgive us for being in the middle of a global pandemic. There's more important things on my mind than having a shag. Like, it's not,
oh my God.
I'm not horny all the time.
Just mulling everything over. I'm taking everything.
Mulling everything over.
That's the way I say it.
Big prune.
I'm such a prune.
Sophie, I'm with you here, man. We've got important things to be thinking about.
Yeah, but this is...
The NHS.
It makes our relationship stronger.
Oh, that's bullshit. That is just such bullshit.
It does.
Oh, Jamie, Sophie, it's been such a pleasure having you. Can I just ask if you have one top tip for surviving love in isolation?
I would just say make sure you just tell each other every day that you love each other. Yeah. I think that's important.
I just would say try and really be grateful for what you've got. Oh.
That sounds like you're just grateful for just me. You're literally like grateful for what you got. Like, what do you mean?
Yourself, like, you know how lucky you are. Yeah. Jamie's just trying to give you a compliment, man.
All right, it was a backhanded one. Okay, I love that one.
Oh, I love you guys. Please, please make it through quarantine alive.
Oh, we'll try to.
We could double date at the end of it.
When it's over. Thanks, Vic.
Yes. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. See you later. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, so earlier on in the podcast, I let you guys listen to a celeb secret. Did anyone get it right? Who do you think was behind it?
So, Vicky, my love, this is my tip for getting through lockdown love life-wise. Currently, what I'm trying to do is not hold a grudge.
The answer was Rosie Ramsey from Chris and Rosie Ramsey fame. You know, he's the comedian, she's secretly the funnier one. What did you all think? I, for one, thought it was solid advice, and it came from a fellow Geordie, so I'm backing it. Miss you both, Grace. Miss you, Rosie. Hope you're coping well in isolation. Well, that's it, guys, for the first ever Vicky's The Secret 2 podcast. I was really nervous, I'm not going to lie. You'd think the amount of times I've been guests on other people's, I would have this all down by now, but it's super nerve-wracking doing your own one. And I just wanted to say, please bear with us. It will get better. A huge thank you to everyone who took part. Sophie, Jamie, my lovely boyfriend Erkan, Rosie as well. Well, that's it, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, tell your pals, do everything you're meant to do with a brand new shiny podcast that you love. All that's left to say is bye, I suppose. I'm off to the park. Shh, do not tell Erkan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.